USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
The president there accepting his party's nomination from the South Lawn of the White House. A civil rights march in Washington, D.C. today is expected to draw tens of thousands of people on this 57th anniversary of the March on Washington when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. The event will take place on the steps in front of the Lincoln Memorial, just as it did in 1963. Tropical Storm Laura still spreading devastation across Louisiana and now in Tennessee as well. Six people have died from the storm. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Japan's prime minister is planning to resign. Shinzo Abe has suffered from health issues for years, but Japanese media reports now suggest his condition has recently worsened. The 65-year-old has battled a chronic condition affecting the large intestine ever since he was in his teens. Abe had been due to serve until September of next year, but word is he'll announce later today that he's leaving that position early. A protest over racial inequality resulting in violence last evening in downtown Sacramento, California. Dozens of demonstrators dressed in black and wearing face coverings smashed windows and spray-painted buildings, including City Hall and the offices of the County Sheriff's Department and DA. Earlier in the evening, Sacramento's mayor, Daryl Steinberg, had promised that criminal activity would be fully prosecuted in that city. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental levels.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.